Healthsley Podcast Network, HPN, in conjunction with Protectors of the Book, presents Quest for Truth, seeking the truth about God, faith, and the Bible. And now, here are your hosts. Welcome, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Thanks for tuning us in at Quest for Truth. This is going to be another installment of our Christmas special, Advent number 3. The topic today is peace. But here are a few ideas from myself and our co-host, Nathan Caldwell, with his pre-recorded messages on the topic of peace. Now, here we go. This Advent topics we're going to talk about today is peace. Now, I've already kind of did a podcast on this a couple episodes back about the Prince of Peace. But in this devotional content that I found, it has some scriptures that you don't really think about. At least I don't think about. I'm not thinking about peace. And most of it is in Matthew 1 and 2. Dealing with Joseph. Joseph was one of the figures of the Christmas story. He doesn't get a lot of attention. There's not a lot said about him. But every time, just about, he's mentioned, he is encountering an angel messenger. So I want to look at Matthew 1, 18 through 25, chapter 2, 13 through 14, and then chapter 2 also 19 through 20. And then I want to jump over to Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Oh, and also chapter 4, verse 7. So with that, let me open up my Bible, which of course is actually BibleGateway.com, looking at the Christian Standard Bible. And let's see how peace may apply to Joseph. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way after his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph. It was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all this took place to fulfill what was spoken of the Lord through the prophet, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son. Now, the notable thing in there is, where is the peace? It says Joseph was troubled. Troubled is not peace. Troubled means anxiety. Trouble means turmoil. It doesn't mean peace. But the angel had a message of peace that said, go ahead. And don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because this is the way God wants to do this thing. So let's look at our next batch of verses, the flight into Egypt. After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee into Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to kill him." And so he got up, took the child and his mother in the night, and escaped to Egypt. Again, where is the peace in that? And when it says they got up, that's referring to the wise men who had visited and had just left. They were warned in a dream. Joseph was being warned in a dream, again by an angelic messenger saying, "Hey, there's going to be disaster coming. The king wants to kill your baby. And troublesome times are here." Filling Joseph's heart with fear, I'm sure. But he had this message through this dream of that would ensure that peace stayed at his house. Now, let's look at verses 19 and 20. That's what's happening here. This is return to Nazareth. In verse 19, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, go to the land of Israel, because those who intended to kill the child are dead." So when the time was right, and when the time was right for Joseph to maintain peace in his household and return to his country, he was signaled by a messenger from God. Now, let's have a look at what this says in Philippians 3, verse 13. "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus." So, what's happening with that is, what is God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus? According to this devotional author, he links this with this peace that we have at Advent. The coming of Christ is, he was a messenger of peace, and that he wants to reunite us with our Maker, who is God. In Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So what does that mean? When we have Christ in our life, we have a measure of peace that is just unexplainable. Just the fact that he is in our life. We don't have to have the turmoil. We have the turmoil when there's conflicts with the world outside who does not know him. And so in that aspect, I can see how these verses tie together and make a message of peace. It's not a group of scripture passages that I would have chosen, but I'm just trying to make sense of it as this particular devotional author set them out. And that's how I understand what those mean when you tie them all together.
Welcome back to another snippet, another moment that I have to share with you in the Quest for Truth podcast. I realize that my parts are a little short, but hopefully they are helpful. Today, we're looking at peace. So let's look back at our passage one more time. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, I want us to take a look back at verse 14, where the angel says, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, the peace we speak of here is not necessarily a peace like between one man and another man, as far as mankind goes. Though that is a possibility, and when Christ rules finally, there will be that kind of peace. We will have peace one with another when Christ rules. But that's not the kind of peace we're talking about here. When we talk about peace here, I believe we're talking about peace in this sense. Before Christ, I was a sinner, a rebel, at war with God. But now, through Him, there is peace between me and God. And I can deal with a lot of things. I can deal with a lot of trouble. But if I know everything's okay between me and God, that covers a multitude of issues. And I can deal with other things a whole lot easier.
Okay, and that was our take on the topic of peace for this week's installment of Advent. So this is Keith signing off, saying, remember to tell a friend about us. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Contact Keith at podcast.helpsley.net. That's HELTSLEY.net. While you're there, you can send mail through the contact page, comment on any of these show notes, or just email me directly, Keith@Helpsley.net. We now have voicemail, area code 401-753-4844. Nathan Caldwell can be contacted through Protectors of the Book. Everything he does can be found at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. That's P-R-O-T-E-C-T-O-R-S of the book. We hope you find everything you need, and if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.
everyone on their feet here at Orchestra Hall in Minneapolis. Performers and the audience. As the Hallelujah Chorus brings down the end of part two of Handel's Messiah.